أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذا رأيتهم تعجبك أجسامهم وإن يقولوا تسمع لقولهم كأنهم خشب مسندة يحسبون كل صيحة عليهم هم العدو فاحذرهم قاتلهم الله أنى يؤفكون وإذا قيل لهم تعالوا يستغفر لكم رسول الله لووا رؤوسهم ورأيتهم يصدون وهم مستكبرون سواء عليهم أستغفرت لهم أم لم تستغفر لهم لن يغفر الله لهم إن الله لا يهدي القوم الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم. الله سبحانه وتعالى from the beginning of the surah, Allah has been speaking about some of the qualities of the munafiqun, the qualities of the hypocrites. The last ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the condition of their heart. فَطُبِعَ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ فَهُمْ لَا يَفْقَهُونَ. That because of their arrogance, because they thought that they would deceive Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the enmity for Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the deen of Allah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sealed their hearts. Now when a person's heart has been sealed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then there is no good that enters that heart, but whatever emanates and whatever comes out of that heart will be evil upon evil. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَهُمْ تُعْجِبُكَ أَجْسَامُهُمْ. That when you see them, O Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you will marvel at their bodies. That the outward seems to be very good. The outward seems to be very, very attractive. But in the heart, there is absolutely nothing. One poet gives an example of the qabr, of the grave of a kafir. From head to toe there is kufr, and that person is put down into the qabr 6 feet down, but the outside there is a very beautiful garden on the top, and that garden will have all the different types of flowers and different kinds of decoration, etc. So when a person sees the outside seems to be very, very attractive, but down deep there is absolutely nothing but the adab of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that poet says, such is the condition that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing of the munafiqeen, that inside there is absolutely nothing but turmoil, inside there is absolutely nothing but hurt and harm that has been intended for the deen of Allah and for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Even worse, وَإِن يَقُولُوا تَسْمَعْ لِقَوْلِهِمْ. When they speak, then you listen attentively, or you tend to listen attentively to their words. They're so beautiful and so eloquent are their words that it begins to attract a person that one wants to listen. But all those words, even if they are good words, they are void and there's emptiness and there's nothing that emanates and comes out from the heart. Now Allah gives an example. كَأَنَّهُمْ خُشُبٌ مُسَنَّدَةٌ. Khushubum musannada. Khushub is a piece of wood, musannada, that has been made to recline against a wall. Now a wall has a foundation and that wall is put up. But then if somebody takes a piece of wood and they make as though the wall has been propped up by that piece of wood, that wood serves no purpose. Like when builders are building initially, they will use these pieces of wood to prop up. But the wall already has its foundation, and that wood just stands over there as though it is serving a purpose. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes and how Allah describes the munafiqeen, that everything they do is an absolute show. They serve no purpose whatsoever insofar as the constructed deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is concerned. And as a matter of fact, that wood then begins to rot. Day by day it gets more and more rotten, and it may be just used as firewood. And this is going further with the example that they rot day by day insofar as the conditions of their hearts are concerned. And then obviously, Allah forbid, the akhirat will be a different matter insofar as the fire of Jahannam is concerned. يَحْسَبُونَ كُلَّ صَيْحَةٍ عَلَيْهِمْ They put up a very brave front outwardly, but they think that every cry or every sound is against them. That whenever there is anyone speaking, whenever there is anyone doing anything, they always feel it is done against them. In other words, there is a terrible fear in their hearts, like a person that is asleep and then there is thunder. He gets up with an extreme shock, and this is what they are, that they are always perturbed and disturbed, that whatever anybody or anything is done, they feel that it is done all against them. هُمُ الْعَدُوبُ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala classifies them that they are the enemy. فَحْذَرْهُمْ Then fear them. Fear them means beware of them. That always be very, very careful of them. قَاتَلَهُمُ اللَّهُ May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroy them. Allah himself sends this curse upon them. أَنَّا يُؤْفَكُونَ That how are they perverted? Where have they turned away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا When it is said to them, come, يَسْتَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ That Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will seek forgiveness for you. Then, لَوَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ They twist the heads away from whoever makes this suggestion. One narration states that this Abdullah, the Munafiq Abdullah bin Ubay bin Salul, when he was told after what he said about Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we will remove the disgraced and the mean people from Madinah Munawwara, wa na'udhu billah, referring to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So it was said to him, listen, it is never too late, you've made a mistake, you've said something that was not supposed to be said. So simple solution, go to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness from him, and then ask him to ask Allah ta'ala to forgive. What better opportunity can any human have that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam intercedes on behalf of that person? So his response, he said, see, you people said I must accept Islam, or I was told that I must accept Islam, so I brought Islam. Then I was told to pay my zakat, so I paid my zakat. Now, what are you telling me? To prostrate in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to go and ask him for maaf. In other words, now I must bend down, I must kneel down in front of him. So, this is how his arrogance was. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, لَوَّوْ رُؤُوسَهُمْ They twisted their heads away from Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَرَأَيْتَهُمْ يَسُدُّونَ وَهُمْ مُسْتَكْبِرُونَ And you saw them then pause. There was a slight hesitation. But eventually what happened? The arrogance had showed out. سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْهِمْ Allah ta'ala says, it is all the same upon these munafiqeen. أَسْتَغْفَرْتَ لَهُمْ أَمْ لَمْ تَسْتَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ Whether you, O Muhammad Mustafa, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, seek forgiveness for them on their behalf, or you do not seek forgiveness for them, لَيَغْفِرَ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will never forgive them so long as that kufr remains in their hearts. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ And certainly, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala does not guide a community of transgressors or people who are disobedient. So such is the conditions, such are the conditions of the munafiqeen. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala discloses all this. And we should make dua that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala always give us the purity of our iman. Allah keep it safe. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keeps our iman pure. And Allah ta'ala saves us from nifaq. Hypocrisy, kufr and shirk. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.